It's another edition of Scott Powell Online, show number 006. How you doing? Welcome back from the weekend. And when we left you on Friday, we left you thinking about the show that couples are most likely to sit down and watch together. What was your answer? Did you say Big Bang Theory? If you did, winner! Now, see, I, on the other hand, have a hard time accepting that because, as I mentioned, it's a show we don't watch. As a matter of fact, it's a show I don't watch by myself. I don't know. I mean, I sit down and I can watch 5 to 10 minutes of it at a time, but that's about it. But The Big Bang Theory, our answer to Friday's question. We'll do another one at the end of this cast. Hey, this weekend, yeah, a little slow for me. It came and went pretty much just like that. Even though it was the weekend, there weren't a lot of people around the house. Everybody working. Everybody out working. But me. Whew, jeez. Yeah, Krista worked late Valentine's Day on Friday, so no real celebration for us yet. Hopefully in a couple of days we can find a little time and get away and maybe have a nice dinner or something. So still got that to look forward to. Anyway, Olympic news. Wow. Very interesting past couple of days, especially with the snowboarding incidents. We'll talk about that. Also, the Bodie Miller interview. A lot of talk and thoughts concerning that. A very emotional moment that was televised. Controversy surrounding whether it should have even aired or not. And if you're not familiar with everything about the Bodie Miller interview, go ahead and do a Google search on that. We mentioned the snowboarding, unbelievable snowboarding accidents and final results. You know, just a couple of days ago, I had the snowboarder that came off of a jump, landed, and pretty much knocked unconscious, taken off on a stretcher. This, during the women's snowboard cross finals this weekend. If you missed this, I've actually embedded the video on the post, so check it out. First of all, some of the accidents that happen. You know, you just don't think about it. Snowboarding and these serious accidents, but two people were actually taken off the course on stretchers. And then in the final stretch, just before crossing the finish line, the lady that had led the whole thing spills, has an accident, and comes in second. Very heartbreaking. Very heartbreaking. It just goes to show that anything can happen at any time, even when you're on top of your game. So, yeah, if you get a moment, go ahead and check that out here on the post. Since we just celebrated Valentine's Day, and this out of Arizona, an inmate on Friday escaped by climbing over two walls and then crawling through razor wire, all that just to meet with his sweetheart on Valentine's Day. Now, he was arrested a few hours after he escaped on Friday, actually arrested without incident as he arrived at the bar and grill supposed to meet his girlfriend at. Officials say he did undergo treatment for some very serious cuts that he got from the razor wire. The gentleman's actually been in jail since January 10th on suspicion of vehicle theft, trafficking in stolen property, unlawful flight, and driving on a suspended license. Now, he'll be facing an escape charge. I can just hear it now. Your Honor, I'm guilty. I'm guilty as charged. I'm guilty of loving her too much. Oh. And just one more quick news story, and I doubt you heard this one on the evening news. New Zealand Prime Minister John Key has come out. He has spoken. I am not a shape-shifting space reptile. This actually happened. What brought all this about was one of his constituents filed an Open Information Act requesting that he prove he was not a shape-shifting reptilian alien ushering humanity towards enslavement. Wow, that's quite a charge. And the story gets better because the New Zealand Prime Minister actually responds to the accusation. And I quote, To the best of my knowledge, no. I've taken the unusual step of not only seeing a doctor, but a vet. And both have confirmed I'm not a reptile. I've never been in a spaceship, never been in outer space, and my tongue's not overly long either. So, if you had any doubt, there. That settles that. Before we wrap things up, 27% of people spend less time doing this than they used to. You think about it, we'll give you the answer the next time we get together. You'll find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and right here at the website. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Scott Powell, online.